this evening, after we called upon God using His given name, the Holy Spirit moved us to begin to sing beautiful praise to God. That reminds us that this eve of the Nativity, as the minutes move ever toward the feast of the Christ Mass, that is Christmas, we truly have a beautiful night for singing praise to the one true God. And if you doubt that, look at the list of the hymns on the board. Rain has again fallen on our part of the Sonoran Desert, for which we give thanks. The temperatures have remained mild, relatively speaking, for this time of year. God has gathered us here again to hear of His grace in sending the Son into our flesh to bear our sins and the eternal penalties they deserve far from us. In Christ, they have been set in the mind of God as far as the east is from the west. In Christ, God has promised to remember our sins no more. Those eternal proclamations give us reason to sing with one another and with the whole host of the heavens, to sing praise for God's new song of salvation is ours. In our appointed psalm hymn, not a traditional Christmas hymn for many people, we must acknowledge, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing" is not something you hear carolers doing around the neighborhood, we were reminded of that new song. God led us to sing with words that were first recorded almost 400 years ago in our language. God moved us to sing praise to our God, who has broken the power of sin that once held fast unto those who continue to believe in Jesus the Christ. The words of that hymn, set to a melody contemporary to its composition, were drawn from the 96th Psalm. That, though we did not hear all its words directly read into our ears tonight, is the one which was appointed some years ago for this midnight mass. It is fitting to hear as the season of Advent ends and the feast of the Nativity begins, for it calls us to sing praise to God, the new song of salvation, for all of His gifts to us. Tonight, the Lord's service has shifted from declaring Advent's themes of repentant hope, peace, and joy to one that reminds us of our freedom to give praise. This we are reminded as we join in the unending new song of God's salvation, one which resounds in the heavenly as well as the earthly realms. We sing as we do because the fast approaching Christmas season heralds for us the Lord's beginning to complete in human time the promises which He had given to the faithful of old. Those we echoed in the hymns that have resounded and will sound forth again throughout this beautiful night. The new song of God's salvation was heard long ago by shepherds who were watching over their flocks that night, some 2 millennia ago. The angelic host sounded forth the new song, one which was echoed, though using different words, that which our psalm hymn declared with these words, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace." Though we don't have 1,000 tongues to sing gathered here tonight, COVID and all, as well as the reality that this building can hold only about 180 fleshly souls for any given service, yes, we packed that many in here once, we still lifted our voices in songs of praise to God. Through them, we blessed, as we will continue to bless in the hymns to come, God's holy name. Through them, we proclaim to this world filled with darkness, both literally tonight and spiritually since the fall of Adam, the salvation God has brought and still brings to and for all sinful human beings. Tonight, why, even before we sang the psalm hymn, had you taken a moment to reflect upon the words you sang during our processional hymn as they were sung during the Gloria hymn, and then later as they were sung as the gradual hymn? They were three-thirds, one-third, 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 of one long Christmas hymn. There's one that has been sung in many languages, since the 16th century. Its words have stood the test of time, and it is numbered among the great hymns of the church. Yet many are not familiar with it. Now, if you paid attention to the words that were being sung into your ears, that's great. For in them, you heard the words of the angel's greeting long ago to shepherds who were then tending their flocks by night. You, with your voice joined to others here, were echoing the angel's proclamation to them. In that proclamation, you announced God's good news, his gospel, to all who are gathered here and to all who are hearing the word online. You declared the birth of the Savior, the one who actually continues to set free all who believe from all of their sins. You heralded God's beautiful Christmas gift as your song once again welcomed Christ to earth. He with the heavenly hosts that surround us even now has heard your song. He is present now in his word. He will come to us again in his visible word, the sacrament of the altar. There, the flesh of the God who took on human flesh in the womb of the ever-blessed Virgin, who bore your sins upon his sinless person, who carried your sins into death and the grave, who rose and fleshed from the grave, who took your flesh and placed it at the right hand of God, from there, God will come. His real presence will be veiled for certain under earthly elements of bread and wine. This he does for our benefit, for we still bear sin's taint in our flesh. Yet because of his word, he will be there to touch you who believe with forgiveness and strengthening to life everlasting. And sadly, though, we have attempted to be good stewards of this divine and beautiful mystery. He will touch with his condemnation any who might reject him and his real presence in the sacrament of the altar. Through that which God determined would be his means of grace, God does, you see, come to judge the earth. He comes to judge the world in righteousness and the upright in his truth. This your hymns declare tonight. That means that they also lead us to understand that if anyone just sang the hymns of this glorious night without giving any attention to that which was coming out of your mouths, then, as the Germans would say, pass auf. Pay attention. Pay attention to what you are singing. Repent and believe the treasures you continue confessing in hymn and through music. If you miss such reflection already, take heart, for you are going to have multiple opportunities to sing of God's wonders in the hymns yet to come, those that declare God's coming to earth to save us from our sins and all their effects, and from the one who led our first parents away from God and into themselves. The wonder that God made when he sent his Son into our flesh is yours to sing. In this late night's hymns and readings, we hear again the truth that God grasps the reality of your need for saving from the sin of Adam into which we have all been conceived and born, and from the sins we, on account of the reality that we are sinners, commit regularly against God, his word, and our fellow humans, why, even daily. As the true God, he knew exactly what we would need to have done, that he would need to bridge the chasm of sin which separated us from his holiness, to answer our need even before we knew we had it. God determined in himself to reach down to us and then for our eternal benefit to raise us up again in Christ. He set aside his glory to receive human birth. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came to us as a poor, humble, and meek human baby. The eternal truth the angel and you have declared tonight is that. Is the reason why you sang in our psalm hymn, "My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name." Our response to God's mercy for us in sending the Savior was to ask God to give us his aid in telling of his honor. Tonight's appointed psalm, that which lies behind our hymn, calls out to the church, all of you declare in the nations his glory, in all the peoples his marvelous works. This we do as we remain in him, in his word, in the readings, hymns, and public services of his church. Through them we become living letters to those who are yet set apart from his mercy for sinners. We are examples of his grace to those who will read us now and in the coming years. His name we bear as he turns us from our fears and takes away our sorrows. His word of forgiveness sounds as sweet music to our ears. That word, I forgive you, breaks the power of sin. That word continues to liberate us from the prison house of sin. The blood of that word was offered once to cleanse even the foulest sinner. That blood comes to us again to cleanse us from our sins. Because of that, tonight, we sing God's new song of salvation through the hymns of the church. We declare that all that would separate us from the holy God has been laid upon the man who was born in humble estate. We proclaim that he took all that is unholy in us from us, and that he alone declares us right with God. In him and word, on account of that, we continue to give to God all glory, praise, and love. Be now and ever given by saints below and saints above, the church in earth and heaven. With those words, you, on this beautiful night for singing, have offered the sacrifice of prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. Your gift is acceptable to God because of the gift that he has given to you. You reminded yourself that you are not alone in receiving and giving those offerings. Remember, you acknowledge the presence among us of the saints in heaven. They are wherever Christ is present. May their message, the word of the incarnate Christ, the hymn of the church, both ancient and modern, remain the message of your songs this Christmas and always. To that we say, Merry Christmas. Please stand as you're able. The peace which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.